One of the things that many students wonder about the Talmud is why exactly does it begin on page 2? In fact, every single tractate of the Babylonian Talmud begins with that familiar base in the upper left-hand corner. The obvious question is, why doesn't it start with page 1? So there are lots of fanciful and kind of homiletic answers that are in many ways really quite appealing and fascinating, but the truth is quite a bit more prosaic, and it dates back to the origins of printing in the 15th century. Of course, the Talmud itself was originally an oral document, then moving into a manuscript culture, it was written down, often as very beautiful works of art. Like, have a look at this late 13th century Spanish handwritten Talmud, which is just gorgeous. But when we get to the 15th century, there's this Gutenberg revolution with the invention of movable type and the printing press. All of a sudden, these extremely expensive manuscripts, which were typically, you know, a yeshiva or a study circle would only maybe one, two, three copies of certain tractates. To own the entire Talmud was an amazingly expensive investment. With the advent of printing, all of a sudden it became possible for communities to possess the entire Talmud. So this was a huge change, and it really revolutionized the study of the Talmud and greatly expanded the number of students who were studying it. But printing was in its infancy, and there are many conventions which were not accepted right away, and one of those was basically page numbers. The first major printers of the Talmud were the Italian Sonsino family, who produced some absolutely gorgeous editions of the Talmud. But they were kind of working their way through it, trying to figure out, you know, how do we deal with these things such as pagination. If you have a look, just as a small aside, here's a beautiful copy of the 15th century printing of Aesop's Fables, which the Sonsino family thought looked really great. This is the title page, so they actually adapted it with very minor changes for the opening of tractate Chulin. You can even see the lines where the original had to be cut and then pasted in, because they had to orient the page appropriately for the binding. But when they laid out their first Talmud, they did not think to include page numbers. Among other problems that arose as a result of this omission was the fact that people didn't know if a tractate was complete. I mean, what happened if some of the pages or some of the signatures of pages were missing? So what the printers evolved was they started adding at the bottom of each column of text a couple of words that connected to the following page, so that as you were studying the text, you could see, there's nothing missing between what I finished at the bottom of this column until I began the next column. And that's a convention which is retained in today's Vilna Shas and more modern printings of the Talmud often as well. And then eventually they said, you know what, why don't we just add page numbers as well? And that's how we get to our current pagination system, which numbers actually folios, that is both sides of one page, with the recto, the first page, known as Amud Aleph, and then the verso, the other side, known as Amud Beit. And that's the convention we follow today. Where was page one? Page one was the title page, because when you would actually get the book of Talmud, the first page would be the Shaar Blat, the opening page, which often has some beautiful artwork, like the classic Vilna Shas that has the, you know, the pillars and the gates and the lions and the curtains and things like that. That was such an evocative image that has been retained for the last 200 years as symbolic of the entry into the world of the Talmud. Okay, thank you very much for listening.